Zog the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Brachis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ala Zikin. What Zikin are? Meteors. What are meteors? It's something that's in space, and you can see it shooting through. Vala Zavois. Or comets. Sometimes you can see like a bright thing shooting through. It has like a long tail near the sun. Vala Zavois. Or earthquakes. Vala Brakim. Or lightning. Vala Ramim. Or when you hear thunder. Vala Ruchais. Or powerful winds. You're there when there are very powerful winds. Not some a strong wind. We're talking about like a tornado or a hurricane. Oimer. The person should say, Barichatu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shekoichai, whose strength, Ugvirasai, and his might, Molei Olam, fill the world. Because it feels like it's coming from all directions. If you want, the Batnur explains, you can also make the bracha, Barichatu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Oisem Maaseh Bereishis. But on the next things, you only make the bracha, Oisem Maaseh Bereishis. Sakta Mishnah Vayta Laharim, when you see great mountains, very large, or let's say it has a shape, if not common. Valagvois, or hills, valayamim, or the seas, valanahares, or rivers, valamidbares, or deserts. Oimer barech, oisem asa bereshis. Again, it means, barech ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, oisem asa bereshis, who makes the work of creation. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, haroyes hayam hagodol, if you see the yam hagodol. In other words, the ocean, something that like surrounds the entire world. Or you say, Baruch Sha'asa Seyam HaGadol, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, who made the great sea. You have to see the main sea, not like a sea that's connected to it. But you see the big ocean. But this is all Bizman Sheroya Oisai Leprakim. Notice, if you live next to the ocean, you don't keep making the bracha every time you pass the ocean. If you're on a ship, you don't keep making the bracha. It's only when you see it from time to time, and as we explained, that means every 30 days. When we say every 30 days, that means 30 days passed that he didn't see it in between. Vayter zakta Mishnah alak shamim, on the rains, valapsurais hatoivais, when you hear good news. It means rains that came down after a long time that it didn't rain. And good news would mean like he hears that his wife gave birth to a son, or that he receives a Yerusha. Oimer, he says, Baruch HaToiv V'Ameitiv. He says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam HaToiv V'Ameitiv, who is good and does good. What does that mean? The Rabban Hashem is good to the person who is reciting the bracha and also does good for others. That's why, explains the Batanura, this bracha, HaToiv V'Ameitiv, is only made when it's a shared simcha. When a person, let's say, has a new son. So that's a simcha for him and his wife. Or if it's a person that receives the Yerusha, it's only if he has other people receiving the Yerusha with him. If he doesn't have any brothers, let's say, he doesn't make a Toiv HaMeitiv. He may make a Shechiyon, but that's it. Well, what about if it rains? Well, then he would only make the Toiv HaMeitiv if he owns a field b'shutfis, together with someone else. So the rain is good for both of them. But if I own a field myself, I would just make a Shechiyon. What if he doesn't own any land? And he says, Moidem anachnu lach Hashem alakeinu, al kol tipa v'tipa, for every drop, shayrada talanu. Every single drop which you have brought down for us. And there's a longer nusach to that. Vayter zakta Mishnah v'al shmu'as rois, when you hear something which is appears to be bad, we don't understand it down here, it's painful down here in this world. Rachmana l'tzlan, oimei we say, Baruch ata Hashem alakeinu melech haolam, dayan ha'emes, the true judge. We want to state that we believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever happens, happens with a cheshbon. Even though we don't always understand it. We don't have to understand it. At least not down here in this world. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah on meteorites or comets, if you happen to notice one. As well as an earthquake. Lightning and thunder, powerful winds. We say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shekoichai Ugvirasai Molei Olam. Huge mountains and high places. Oceans and rivers, and on deserts, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Oisem Maaseh Bereishis. So as we explained, the comets, the shooting stars, things like that, earthquakes, here we see, Koichai Ugvirasai Molei Olam. You hear it, you see it from the distance. You could also make Oisem Maaseh Bereishis. On the other hand, on the mountains, and again, unusually high or a different shape, where you see the Gvuras HaBoire, we only make the Oysa Masa Bereshis. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you see the great ocean, it has a special bracha. Just like bread has a special bracha, we don't just make a Bar Mina Mezainis on it, or wine has a special bracha. Because of its chashivas, the ocean is such an amazing thing, we make the bracha Baruch Sha'asas Yam HaGadol. Normally when it says a Yam HaGadol, we refer to the Mediterranean Sea. It's called Gadol because it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. But in this case, however, the Paiskim explain, we're talking about the oceans that surround the world. But it's all if you see it from time to time. In other words, 30 days passed by that you didn't see it. Same is true for the mountain. The only exception, by the way, would be the thunder and the lightning. You don't have to wait 30 days. So if you go to sleep at night and there's thunder and there's lightning, you make the bracha. You're not going to make a bracha again the next time you hear the thunder and lightning. But the next day you will. If the sky clears up totally and it's a whole new storm system, you would make the bracha again even on the same day. Mishnah told us on rains, we say Baruch HaTov V'Meitiv. That's if it didn't rain for a long time. So there's a tremendous amount of simcha when it rains. It has to be a certain amount of rain. The mamish is like it's splashing up towards it. Just so much water. When it rains then, it looks like the water on the bottom is coming up to greet the new coming rain. It happens, of course, as the water splashes in and it splashes back up. And we explained that this bracha V'Tov V'Meitiv is not for everyone. It would have to be someone that has karka and owns karka with someone else. If you don't own karka together with someone else, let's say you don't own land at all, then you would say, Moedem anachnu loch Hashem alakeinu al kol tipa v'tipa v'evi drap, shayrata tolonu, and the complete nosach is, v'lufinu molei shira kayam, basically the same as by Nishmas, very similar. And you finish off, heinem yoidu v'yavarchu ha-shimcha malkeinu, baruch ata Hashem keil roiv ha-haidais. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he brings over there different shitas, and he says that a person that has a wife and children, he makes the bracha v'toy v'meitiv, even if he doesn't have shutfim in his karka, because they're all enjoying it together. Someone hears that he had a son, or that he got a Yerusha, he makes the toy v'meitiv, so the son is sharing the simcha with his wife. A Yerusha is only if he's sharing it with his brothers. On Shmuel, Rois Rachman Otzlan, he says, Baruch Dayana Emes. In other words, he's being makabel Hashem's gzeira b'yahava, because he knows whatever Hashem does is good, whether or not we understand it down here in this world.